Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show. Pointing you home on WMAL.
This is the tale of a condominium. Condominiums are ownership of real estate, right? Within the middle of a building, you might own the condominium within that building. You purchase the condominium, you pay condominium dues, which cover oftentimes the water. They might cover amenities in the building, such as perhaps a pool or a workout facility, that kind of thing. This particular condominium is unusual for several reasons, and it's been a bit of a mystery to discover it. Let me explain. I got a telephone call from a daughter of a lady who had passed away, and she owned this particular condominium at Thomas Choice. Now, Thomas Choice is a retirement community, continuing care retirement community in Washington, D.C. at 1330 Massachusetts Avenue in Northwest. Okay. And this is a particularly desirable location right in central Washington, D.C. The property was built in 1963. And when I got the phone call, it was, how much should we sell this for? It's a two bedroom, it's got two full baths, and I'm thinking, immediately I'm thinking, man, it's probably for that location, it's got to be worth at least $500,000. Well, as I do my research, I discover that Thomas Choice owns the entire building with the exception of just a handful of these condominiums that were owned previous to it converting to a continuing care retirement community. Well, what that means is that the condominium itself is within Thomas Choice CCRC, so whoever buys it has to qualify for the CCRC, but they get the benefit of real estate ownership, which for some of you isn't really important, but for others it is. Meaning, the idea that you might sell your house and take the asset and invest it into a lifestyle fee that you might get at most continuing care retirement communities, meaning you're not actually owning the real estate. You put up a portion of money and it sits there, and when either you pass or you decide that you want to move out of there, the property is reoccupied by another person, and you get 90% or 50% or 0%, depending upon how much you pay up front, you get that back from them. In this case, you actually own the condominium within a continuing care retirement community. You have that ownership, which gives you upside potential if the real estate values rise over time. So in this particular spot in D.C., we've seen a stratospheric increase in values over the past 7 years, really over the last 15 years. And so even over the last 2 to 3 years, we've seen prices increase for the particular property in question. But because it's within the continuing care retirement community, the new purchaser has to qualify to own it and qualify as a member of the CCRC, which means they have to essentially be of a certain age, right? And they also then have to agree to pay the fee, which is on the $3,000 to $4,000 a month cost to pay for the food service. They get a certain number of meals to pay for the benefits of the community, certain amount of health service and other features. So you have to take both parts with you. You don't just buy it as a condominium. If I could sell it just as a straight up condominium, I probably could sell it for $500,000. But the purchaser has to be unique in desiring to be a part of Thomas Choice and want to have the ownership. Well, based upon the historical average in this particular building, property values have been fairly depressed. In fact, I looked at the property and saw that it was in great need of new carpet and paint and upgrades and so on, and truly came away with the impression that it was probably worth on the $250,000 range. Yeah, $250,000 as a valuation on my initial search last fall. Well, as it were, property values have continued to rise, and so the property is probably worth closer to $300,000 now. Well, then I discovered something more interesting as I dug deeper into trying to understand it. I found out that the previous owner had actually purchased two condominiums. One was an efficiency, and one was a one-bedroom, one-bath. Now, an efficiency means there's no bedroom. It's essentially just a total of 395 square feet. Yes, 400 square feet, kind of like a micro-apartment you'd find in Japan. It's 400 square feet. You might have a Murphy bed, which looks like a cabinet. You pull the bed down. You sleep there in the living room. Essentially, the living room turns into a bedroom. You have a galley-style kitchen, a full bath, and then you might have a couple of closets for your clothes. Well, the combination of that unit with a one-bedroom, one-bath allowed the living room of the one-bedroom, one-bath to be converted into a two-bedroom. So in essence, we now have a two-bedroom, two-full-bath property. The door was removed from the hallway, and you can see the evidence of that from the outside, but it's only there if you really know what you're looking for. So in essence, we've got 395 square feet plus 563 square feet, so just under 1,000 square foot, two-bedroom, two-bath condominium at Thomas Choice. Now, bigger questions arise because the taxes for both properties end up being about $4,000 for both, but there are individual costs for each unit because they've not been legally combined yet. I still have to cross the bridge of how they will be combined, if they will or not. In fact, one of the considerations is perhaps this property is worth more being sold as two properties, putting the door back to the hallway in, putting a new kitchen in, to the what was the two-bedroom, and actually making what is a master bedroom, large walk-in closet, used to be the kitchen, converting that back to a kitchen and converting one of the bedrooms back to a living room. Which is more valuable? This is the test of real estate, really, is to evaluate the highest and best use of any particular property. You might own a home. You might have a house that's got a lot of land. It might even have transfer development rights. It might have a large enough bit of land to it that it would qualify under current zoning to have a subdivision approved for an additional lot. Or maybe you're on a street, you've got two lots and you're not sure, should I sell it to a builder or should I just sell it as a house with a large lot? What's the highest and best use? My fiduciary duty to any client that I represent is to look at the property with that in mind. So as I discovered that the issue of them being two separate entities still legally, the conversation with my client moved to maybe we should consider selling these as individual properties. But that might mean I'd have to put in a new kitchen, the question came to me. And I said, well, as a matter of fact, yes, but only if it makes sense. If we put $10,000 into a galley-style kitchen to get put into place here, but we can get $40,000 more by selling these as two separate units, that's a good investment. They agreed. You would agree. So consider what the highest and best usage is for your property as a part of what it means to be a good realtor. This property, interestingly enough, may never hit the market because there's a bevy of buyers right there within the building. People who already live there who think maybe I would like to own. I'd rather not just be paying rent, which is what they're doing at the Continuing Care Retirement Community. So going within a building to identify a prospective buyer is a good way to discover a buyer for yourself. And if you're not sure how to do that and you'd like to discuss it with me, I've recently had great success with my clients in finding buyers within their own development to buy their properties. There's an ease of hassle and a lowering of the commissions, so it's a benefit to all. If you're interested, give me a call on my toll-free number at 1-800-900-9104. Again, the Eric Stewart Group is with Long & Foster, and I'm here in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And we're experienced in all categories of real estate, whether it's commercial, whether it's estate sales, whether it's move-up buyers or new home construction. The best can be had right here at Eric Stewart Group. Our toll-free number again is 1-800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. All right, then. I'll be right back with my final thoughts.